Like,
are you not allowed to eat in the car?
No.
Absolutely.
What?
No, you can't. Legally, you can't.
You can eat when you drive.
You're taking your hand off the wheel.
I could come to a stop. You just put a sandwich in my mouth and just yam it
no,
down.
No, you've got, you're mouth. Holding both hands on the wheel. You just go... and just suck it off on your side. That's what we're meant to do.
Suck it, a sandwich.
From the passenger seat?
Yeah. while holding the wheel, he leans over.
Hello, welcome to the 28th Cars Rule Everything Around Me podcast with myself, Will, Edwin next to me, and Ben behind the camera.
Hello.
Now, every single time with these podcasts, we ask ourselves, do cars rule everything around us or do they ruin everything around us?
I have to interrupt before we carry on.
Here we go.
There's already an important announcement that we have to say because today we got an offer on the last podcast. Oh. Today, the last podcast has just gone out.
Yeah.
And we got a comment because we were talking about Murcielagos. Yeah. As really most episodes of this
book, every week,
because Will and I are obsessed by them. And Nuno and Rat Dog, who we drove the M60TT, commented and said, if you boys get us to 25,000 subscribers on YouTube, you can drive our Murcielago. So before we start the podcast, I've got some homework for you. I'm not telling you guys to go and subscribe.
We are.
I'm telling you, just go and watch a video. And if you like it and you enjoy it, subscribe, please.
I'm going to say this at least. I'm not going to put us down. We are idiots.
Yeah.
But their builds are better.
They're really quite good.
They do things right. We're just kind of idiots.
Yeah. They're building a full carbon E46 M3 with a V8.
And a 65 V8 in it, which is very, very cool. And Nuno's got this Murcielago. And honestly, we just really want to have a go.
Yeah. So please go have a watch.
Subscribe. I think they're at about 15K as it sits right now.
So let's get them up.
So if you could, let's pump those numbers up.
Let's see those numbers pumped, if you will.
Get those numbers. And we aren't going to stop mentioning this.
We will not.
Until we're there.
So you might as well.
So you might as well do it. Otherwise, you can stop listening. Please don't stop listening.
William. Please start.
I'm going with a rule. It's a rule for me because the personal cars wise, I'm good. 350Z sold.
He's sold. It's gone.
350Z sold. A guy named Ben came and bought that. Not
Ben,
that
mate, Ben. How did you enjoy it?
Not me.
Makes a change.
That does actually genuinely make a change.
It does make a change. A guy named Ben, who I actually met at the show at Food and Fuel.
Oh, really?
He came, looked at it last weekend. Left me a deposit and he collected it last week.
Delectable.
I'm going to say I'm sad to see it go, but again, I'm not that guy.
No.
I'm going to be sad. I'll be sad in like 6 months.
Yeah, looking back.
If I see it again or if I see another or someone else with a cool one, I'll like it. But anyway, that's gone, which means Megane. And Megane is now, I think we meant last podcast, we just sort of finished.
So the video would now be out.
If car is now at my house.
Yeah. So if you want to see Will rebuild a Copart Megane RS, the video is now on the Top Dead Center YouTube channel. Go watch it.
I'm really pleased with that car.
I'm jealous as well. I don't care for that gen of Megane that much, but looking at it on those wheels, yeah, he's nice.
It's nice. We just had Robin, he was on the podcast before. He detailed it last week, so that is since the last podcast. It's just so nice.
It's lovely.
A couple of little extra mods. And my next rule, and my most, probably the rule I'm most thankful for right now, is the guy above us.
The Jag.
We've teased this guy before, the green Jag. There won't actually be a video out on this.
Not yet, until the next week.
It's just going quite well.
Yeah, right, we won't say much more. We won't ruin it. But there's another Jag, another XFR.
Yeah.
And this time, well, we won't jinx it yet, but...
For every time the blue Jag has wronged us, the green Jag is righting from wrongs.
Genuinely.
And for less money, but you'll see that next week. So,
fair.
For you?
For me, So I went away, we just had the bank holiday. Mm. I went away to some family in Holland. So also I got very sick there, I got a sinus infection. So I genuinely apologize that you have to listen to a stuffy me the next hour. Maybe next week it'll be gone, I don't know. But car wise, I had to drive a rental car out there. It's never great.
Good one.
So this is an absolutely ridiculous thing. A rant quickly. Ben has also asked for Grand Theft Auto 5, just chill driving around to be on the screen today. And I hear it.
Very relaxing for all of us because it's been a long day.
Why do car rentals need a credit card? I get it. I understand that if something goes wrong, you nick the car, they can charge the credit card.
Mm.
But if you put the deposit on a debit card, the same thing happens.
Surely it's insured.
Yeah.
For such things to happen.
But the thing is, they say we need a deposit. We need to charge a €300, €500 deposit. why can I not just put that on a debit card?
Yeah.
What is it, a chargeback thing? Anyway, so I was very limited on what I could insure. I found Sixt, S-I-X-T. Mm. They could do one. The only one available for that weekend was a mystery car. So you pay the lowest rate, whatever the lowest rate is for like a Corsa or something. Okay. Something, it's going to be shit. And they go, could be anything. Could be an i8.
Could be an S-Class.
Could be an M340i wagon. I was like, yeah. Turn up, fully expecting to be throwing the keys to a Corsa. And I got a Peugeot 2008, which is the like faux crossover 4x4 thing.
Oh, so like a, okay.
It was definitely an upgrade.
Yeah.
But good God, what a piece of shit.
Oh.
It had a little 3-cylinder, which sounded quite cool. Mm. It was pretty good.
Hybrid?
No, just petrol.
Okay.
Just petrol by itself. But it's one of those cars, it's just a new car, where it had so many bullshit nannying things.
Was it going bong, bong?
It had lane departure where it pulls the, you know, it keeps you in your lane. Every time I tried to get off the motorway, I pulled into another lane. It would start bonging louder than any music you could play in the car, like loud, going, yo, you're not in your lane, mate. And starting and trying to pull you back into the motorway.
Mm.
It would try and, sorry, I'm in a lane. I've chosen where I want to be. And it's going, I'm going to pull you into that truck. I think you want to be.
And you were indicating.
Yeah. No, I was doing 140 up the inside. No, it like all above board, completely fine. And it's just going, I don't think this is a lane. I'm going to start pulling you back into. That's not safe. That is the opposite of safe.
We were talking about AIDS last week.
Great. And edging.
Just after edging, that was it.
Yeah.
And we said, it's just this new cars just want to go. Ding, bong, you're doing this wrong. You're doing this wrong. You can't do this. You can't do that. You're doing this wrong. Plus, I'm going to veer you into this deer.
Yeah. I got in. I was like, I kind of like this. Also, it had a holographic display. Not seen that.
A what?
So you have your dials, your rev gauge and stuff. But then it has another screen, maybe 5 centimeters in front, that they're projecting something, you know, like a heads
like
up.
A HUD.
Like a HUD. So it looks 3D. So it's like popping out of the screen. It's quite cool.
Did you have to put red and blue glasses?
Yeah.
Sir, we are putting in the 3D effect in the car.
But yeah.
Just put your glasses on and all done for the ride.
But so, yeah, no, I drove that around. It was not good. But I did get to go. There is a, near where my family lives, in Naarden, in just outside Amsterdam, which docks my family. There is a classic car dealership called Cool Classic Club.
Nice.
Great name. Yeah, so it's a cool classic club. And in that place, I'd heard murmurs, walked inside, Alpina E31 8 series.
Ooh.
And I started taking
photos.
That was a 50? That was a 50. 12. It was an early one, yeah. But the guy, they weren't that happy. I was just walking around taking reference photos of how to make my front lip fit. So he was like, you okay? I was like, yeah, just taking some photos, man, cheers. So, but other than that, it's a rule. I haven't had...
Okay.
And I've brought my white E36. That's the other bit of personal news. I've brought that here. We're going to have a look over that and see if that car's savable.
This is old?
This is the old E36 white.
Okay, fair.
We're going to see if that's savable, that car's worth looking at.
Now,
and if not, he's...
You did say, you said this on the podcast, I think you said this on the podcast, your decision was to make one good car of two.
Yes. So if that car, basically that car has so many wiring gremlins and I need to put the smoke tester on it because it's the guy who worked on it is just a clown. So hope if there's some way to fix that car, I'll consider maybe flipping the other one, keeping that one. If not, to become one. So it's a rule for now.
Okay. Benjamin.
Ben Hammin.
It's my first ruin for a long time.
Oh.
Yeah. And insurance is coming up for renewal. I got my quote this week. It's a tough one. It's truly a tough one. I don't know why.
For which car?
Both cars. They're on a multi-car policy.
Right.
And I mean, I'm 23, so it's still expensive to have both cars. I have X5, which is, it's not a fast car. It's just, they say, 3 litre. Oh, you can't have that. So that's already quite expensive. And the Clio is actually surprisingly cheap for what it is. All the mods are declared. But the X5 is just ridiculously expensive. So it's a bit of an L for me. I called them up. I said, why is this more expensive than last year? And they said, your risk has changed.
Mm.
To which I said, okay, well, what's the risk then? Because I haven't got any points, haven't had a crash, anything. But can't tell you that.
Now, Ben briefly told us about this. And we did joke that the insurance has caught wind of your crashy nature.
No, because I didn't crash.
They, you know what? Is it, well, I won't say who it is, but your insurer is a creamer. They listened to the podcast and they went, uh-oh.
They're creaming all over the place.
Big raindrops, Ben. He can't be trusted.
You're going to have a little like asterisk on your document that says cannot go out in but, big raindrop rain.
But the thing is, well, we said this and yeah, we had a good laugh and it was pretty fun for me. And that story, it is true. We all know it is true, but it could not be true. It could be fabrication. So to listen to me on a podcast and then go, yeah, this guy's had a crash. Not a claim, is it?
I do highly doubt the insurance company caught wind of that. I don't think that that's
well, then why is it more expensive? They just went, oh, yeah, sorry, you're on our most discount rate. And I hit them with the classic, oh, I guess I'll go elsewhere then. He went, okay, cool. And then he said, he actually said to me, do you want to turn off auto renew? Bearing in mind, I'd already run checks and I couldn't get anything any cheaper. And I said, no, I think I'll do it manually when I find something else. And he went, oh, okay, cool.
Just put the phone down and go, I'll call back.
Yeah,
they all come crawling back. Meanwhile, they're about to charge an old woman £18,000 to insure a jazz.
So that's my L for this week.
It's a big L.
Now,
a big but you did have a W because you were forced. Now, this video will be out.
Yes.
You were forced to pull an engine by yourself.
I was. Well, not by yourself.
Well,
you helped me, but pulled an engine out of a car, which was interesting.
And when you went home that night, did you feel accomplished?
Did you have a beer?
No.
I felt a couple of beers.
I felt accomplished. Yeah. I didn't know I was doing it, so I wasn't really... You can tell from the video
You didn't know you were doing it while you were doing it? You were in a flow state?
Yeah, I just de-associated with it all.
Yeah.
No, lucid dreaming.
No, I didn't know what was happening. We knew we were going to pull the engine that day. I got here, ready to film something else, and Edwin went, yeah, cool, you're pulling an engine today. And I'll be honest with you, my attitude towards it wasn't great. The second anything went wrong, I was like, I'm done with this. I couldn't find any tools. That was the most annoying thing.
Welcome to the bloody show.
Yeah, but why is everything everywhere?
Yeah.
Why aren't they in the drawers?
Everything everywhere.
All at once.
There you go.
Why aren't they in the drawers? I found that so frustrating.
Ben, mate, the only difference there is if they were in the drawers is the first time you used the tool. Because just after that, they're not in the...
Yeah, but then I went in the drawer and even the tools that are in there, they're all wrong. It's so annoying.
Can't be helped.
It can be helped.
It can't.
We need the big reset.
Yeah, we need a big
reset. This entire unit, I've been saying this for a few days now, is an absolute.
We need the tool fairy to come in.
Yeah.
We're not here. We're asleep, tucked up in bed.
Mm.
And the tool fairy comes in and goes, I'll put it all back. We know what we need. We need Reparo.
Yeah, we
need a little bit of
Reparo. If anyone watching would like to come to our unit and just clean the whole thing.
No, absolutely not.
No?
No, of course not, Ben. Just having random people here while we're not here.
We'll get a whole team of people with a big old jet wash and they'll just jet wash the whole thing.
We're going to watch them.
Yeah.
All right,
like Ben. Overlords.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
To clean Ben's bedroom, in contact.
No, you wouldn't want to do that.
Oh, there you go. That's weird now.
No, I'm just, I was kind of joking, but okay. So.
Overall, a ruin.
It's a ruin, yeah, because I didn't enjoy pulling engine, I'll be honest with you.
Okay, so, fair. Yeah. You'll like the next one more next week. We've got another one for you. So
okay, great. I'm not in next week.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
I have one piece of news. I haven't actually really looked. I've grown bored of news.
Oh, okay.
Because news isn't interesting anymore. There are no good newses. There was something that was mildly interesting. We can all pick if it's interesting and see if we want to talk about it.
Here we go.
There's going to be an MG Cybester coupe.
I don't care.
Excellent. So shall we move on to the list of things to talk about?
Yeah.
Excellent. I saw an F430 last week and I really got quite excited by it.
Yeah.
And it's weird because it's not a car I'd forgotten about by any...
But yeah, they're not...
It was just a black coupe, which is a coupe is what I would have. I just saw it on the road and I was like, I haven't seen an F430 in God knows how long. Like, not that you see F8s and 488s, but you see them quite often.
Yeah, you see smaller Ferraris.
I feel the same. I saw a yellow 458 on the motorway the other day and I felt similar about that.
Mm.
That 430, 458, just don't really see them anymore.
No.
Where are they gone?
Also, I said to you, well, they're all at the experience companies.
Yes,
they are still just F430s and Gallardos. Yeah. But I was saying to you, I still think it's impressive that a Ferrari F430 is a 360 underneath. Yeah. The chassis, Ferrari people be like, nah, I'm completely there. The hubs are the same. Everything's the same. It's the front like structure that the bodywork bolts to, it's all the same. It's a facelift of a 360. Yeah. That's the best facelift in all time.
Yeah.
If you look at a 360, which I like a 360, then you look at an F430, that's a completely different car. That is a different breed of car.
But that, it just made, and because again, seeing an F430, I don't know, 15, these are the sort of cars I would have filmed when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But then seeing one then, I felt like that again. I was like, this is just cool.
It's cool.
It's just nice.
So you're a coupe. I'm Spider-Man.
I'm Spider-Man.
Benjamin?
I'm a coupe man.
Coupe man or Spider-Man? in a Ferrari. We're talking about a Ferrari, like a 360.
Yeah, I think if it's a Ferrari, it would have to be, he's top down.
Oh, okay.
Because if I've got a Ferrari, I'm in the south of France. I'm living life.
I'm just never picking the Vert, ever.
I don't know. For some reason, like a 355, a 355 Spider, the way the proportions are, the way they're so flat and blocky and wide, just suits it. Whereas a coupe has its stubbiness. Lines. Fair, but also
just
no.
The roof goes,
Nah, he's just flat. He's just a
pickup truck.
He's a brick. I like it. I like that.
Nah, sod Verts. I hate Verts.
But not even a Ferrari.
No.
But it's,
no,
do you know what? But it'd be so nice.
458 Spider, I like.
Because he has buttresses.
Oh, sorry. You said never a Vert, ever.
No. My old argument was supercars. I can have it in. But only some.
But
like the 812 Vert, I like that. Yeah,
that's cool.
Because again, it doesn't lose that. It doesn't suddenly have a flat ass.
Yeah, it has buttresses.
I mean? Like they don't lose the roof line. You keep a roof line. It comes just a little bit of a, it's like Targa type things. I like that.
But would you have a 458? You'd have a 458 coupe anyway over a Spider, or would you have a Spider?
I wouldn't be bothered by either.
Oh, interesting.
But if it was a 355, no, keep it. 360, keep it.
See, 360 coupe, I don't like.
We had to interrupt briefly then. Our landlord just walked in to unblock our toilet.
Yes.
That's nothing to do with us.
We claim.
Right now we can't piss anywhere.
No.
It's an ongoing problem. Anyway,
perhaps in the wind.
We are regularly pissing into the wind, to be fair.
We were just finishing up discussing Ferraris.
Ferraris. So no convertibles. I'd have a coupe.
I'm the other way around anytime. For some.
Okay.
Cool. Ben, next one.
But did we say?
I said I have a convertible because if you're in a Ferrari, you're rich, and like, therefore you're in Monaco. You're in.
Ben's always about the situation. Look up.
It's about the.
Ben needs to contextualize.
Ben. Well, but in reality, Ben's buying a Ferrari 360 and driving it around Bristol.
This does actually perfectly segue into bullying with Ben.
But yeah. Because we're not bullying Ben. We're not laughing at him. We're laughing with him. We're not bullying at Ben. We're bullying with him.
Ben laughs.
Yeah.
Ben,
hello.
We've noticed something with Ben.
Yeah.
I've only known you for a year or so.
Yeah, that's true.
Edward has known him a little bit longer. And this year we've had many, many cars come and go in TDC, and often Ben sits in them. Sometimes he drives them. Not one. Not one has Ben ever got in and criticised. Ben is, you should be an influencer.
Yeah.
You are the number one car reviewer.
But I just needed some clarification because it's not even that. It's every single car you get in, the instant I'd say within 5 seconds.
Hasn't even moved.
Of inserting himself into the seat, it's, I can have one of these. I like these. You know what?
I like cars.
And then it's, Chris is a bit of me.
Do you want to sell this to me? I'll buy this from you.
Do you know what? Just because I've got to work with a couple of negative little Nancys.
You are positive Peter.
Yeah, but I get in a car and that's something I like about it. Why would I get in and go, this is terrible, this is awful? I got on Will's McGann the other day and I said I'd like one. Because I got a good vibe.
No. This is not a negative, Ben. It's just something that we've noticed that there hasn't... You got in the micro car when we bought it and you went... It's actually quite nice. I quite like it.
What it is, it's kind of cool.
You treat bike like choosing cars to you is like choosing a sofa. You just sit on it and go, yeah. You know, I can see myself in this.
Thing is, if I lived with one, I would probably, after a while, I would realize things I don't like about it. There's every car, like both my cars I have now, there are things I don't like about them. Okay, I have to admit that, but I like them. Got on the Megane, I liked it. Got on the Jag when we got that, I liked it.
So there's nothing you've been in that you've gotten and just gone.
I've got in ones that are like just don't really dirt for me. Can I be honest with you right now? Open space. The E55 doesn't do much for me.
Fair, but
when
that's,
I get in it,
like
I just think it's just car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
The
so
Jag
you do have
like, so there's one.
But no, I remember you getting an E55 and going, this is comfy, I like
it. Oh, it is comfy, I like it, yeah. I wouldn't have one. What else we had? The Zafira doesn't do much for me, but it's kind of funny. The Crossfire I really didn't like. That's probably the only one I didn't like. Because I remember, the Jag. I got in the Jag, the XFR we have, and I criticised that center console, those buttons, endlessly. They're made of...
But you still said, I see myself. Oh,
yeah.
You went on many, many times going, I'll get one of these. Can you get like a diesel one of these?
I did like it, actually, yeah.
You do like it.
What else do we have that I like it all?
I don't know if there has been anything else. The Crossfire is a bit null because every human on Earth gets in a Crossfire and goes, I don't like this.
350Z you got in and immediately wanted to buy.
See, the funny thing is the 350Z is actually one of the cars, and it's might be because your one is the first one I've sat in recently, that I was like, I don't know what it is. the 350Z when I got in. Fair. Usually, because usually I'm actually a little bit like Ben. I can feel a car out quite quickly, and I'm usually quite excited. 350Z it's okay.
I hear that.
It's just okay.
Hence it's sold.
I don't like the 350Z. When we first bought it for like work stuff, like for videos, I remember getting in it and really not liking the interior. I don't like the fact that the dashboard is so far away and so it falls away so easily. Yeah, it feels weird to me.
Interior is actually one of the things I like the most about it.
But when I drove it and I sat in driver's seat, I really liked it. But as a passenger, I didn't like it.
Apart from the painted.
But I also did really like it.
Also,
I want to buy it from you. Yeah.
That's partly because it was childhood memories, right?
No, I think it's a cool design.
Okay, because I feel that with the P38 Range Rover. Mm. To me, the inside of a P38 Range Rover is perfect. There's not a thing I would change.
Yeah.
But in reality, there's lots I would change. It's really bad.
Yeah.
But because I've childhood memories, I love it. Mm. I absolutely love it.
Here's one for you. Bit of podcasting for the gang. Okay.
Hold on. We should make a podcast.
We should make a podcast. Choose a car you have, maybe the one you like the most. Okay. Tell me one thing you don't like about it.
I can see this.
So M3, go.
Yeah, but I can do this with every single car.
Give me your biggest annoyance.
The brakes are really bad.
Car icks.
The brakes are really bad.
The brakes are really bad. They're not good. Everyone raves about E46 M3s to drive. They're good to drive. The brakes are horrible.
Fair.
Really? Will, I see your clear bit. Doesn't
give me
move.
A car.
Your Range Rover. You love your Range Rover. It's a tricky one, this. This is a podcast, remember? We have to speak.
Actually, it's really quite. Other than.
What is it?
Could it be like about the cost?
Anything.
All right, tax. That's it.
Okay,
how much tax?
£770. Is it the top band?
Oh, that's tough.
It's about to be £800,
Ben,
probably.
Clio.
Clio, I do like the Clio. The Clio.
I can have one of those.
I love
actually.
Him. He's a great guy.
Oh, actually, I do have one.
I don't like the driving position very much at all.
Because you have standard seats.
Yeah, I don't like the way the wheel is like a bus wheel.
Yeah,
but then also that doesn't really bother me.
I absolutely hate this thing. I actually really like it. I like it a lot. It's not a problem.
But it's nice. I like it a lot. This is nice.
Fine, the X5.
I don't like the fact that the steering is really heavy. That's the one thing about that car I don't like.
Okay,
they drive really nicely, and partly because of the steering, when you're just cruising around doing like junction and stuff, it's just annoying.
I actually agree because I had the same car.
Yeah.
All right, round two of this thing. Something we don't like about each other's cars.
I don't like the wheels on your Range Rover still. I don't like your original wheels. Now, this I love. This game I'm good at. I will happily make fun.
I think we should do this every week. Clear the air ever so slightly.
I hate your digital Range Rover screen. I know you like it. I just don't like it. It looks stupid and dials are classier.
Ben, I don't like the curb marks on your Clio's wheels.
That doesn't count. That was me.
I don't like the fact that you haven't fixed any of the issues, and by that I mean the seats, the gear shift.
Hang on, this is
a single modification.
Wait, this is a personal attack. This is about the car.
No, the tires.
Tires.
Yeah, you need NS2Rs and 205/50/60.
I agree with that. What about the car itself? It's the car, not what I've done to it.
What do you mean?
Will's Range Rover. I don't like the screen. Not you can't be like, oh, I don't like the way your attitude in that car.
It's okay. Fine. I don't like your current tires. I don't like your current gear shifter. I don't like your current seats.
I can.
Not
hear
very
that,
nice. Yeah.
I don't like that your DeFazer is now 100 years out of date.
No, 1 year out of date.
I don't like that you haven't modified it.
It is modified. That's my insurance knows about. Hence why it's so expensive.
This is a tack on Ben.
I don't like your gearbox.
Ben, mate. Oh, you got some. Right, you got some cannon fodder.
I don't like. I don't like the color of your 8 Series interior.
Fair.
That's
big fair. Huge
I don't fair. Like the fact that you don't drive your Clio.
I don't like that either.
I don't like the fact that your Clio. I
don't like. Here's that your Clio
you.
Works. More
I don't
than
like
mine.
The color of your Clio.
You don't like the color.
No,
that's
I really
true,
genuinely
it?
Don't. No, I don't like it.
You don't like that.
I don't
color.
Love the color of my Clio, but I don't like that blue.
Your color. Your.
It's colorless, my Clio.
You don't have a color.
That's what I was going to say. That is crazy.
Yeah, but if I could
Shadow Realm. Clio.
That's the thing I don't like about my Clio. I would like it to be
the
black.
Color. Like
if it was black, that would be the. Schizophrenic Ben is back. No, I don't. I would like mine to be black, but I don't like that blue. I think it's a bad shade of blue.
That's actually wild.
That is dumb.
So
that's
hold
the
on.
Dumbest thing you said.
E46 M3 in Laguna Seca blue. You don't like that color.
I like on that car, but I don't like that blue on that Clio.
You're an idiot.
You're a crazy man.
Also, it needs white wheels.
What?
I think a little bit of white wheels.
Nah, Ben.
Yeah. That's what I feel in my heart.
Why do we chat with you?
I don't know. I think we do a podcast.
You know what, Ben?
Why are we hanging out with this guy?
Give us another one each.
Name your car. I'll give you a thing I don't like about it.
Just any in general?
No, one of your cars.
You know my cars.
Yeah, but you list one that you would like me to... Yeah,
for the M3.
The M3. I do not like about the M3. Do you know what? Again, I don't like the... What do I like about that car?
You know what? I don't know.
I have one of those. I do really like that car. I don't like. I appreciate it's cool and rare. I don't really like the cloth interior. I think I would personally prefer leather.
Now, I can actually agree with you there. If it was an ideal world. If I had an ideal world,
very aware.
I would have cinnamon.
That would be very nice.
But yeah, he came with it, so. She was born with it, so maybe it is Maybelline.
I think we could do a whole podcast like
give
this.
Me another
this
car.
Is good. I like
give me
this.
One, give me one. Give me another car. I can't remember what you've got.
Okay, so we've gone through Black 8 Series. Give me my silver E36.
Your silver E36. I actually really like that car, but I don't like the wheels. I don't like the interior material.
Okay.
I don't like the plasticky dashboard. Steering wheel.
I don't like. I don't like the gear shifter. Powering it.
The what?
The drill motor.
Fair. That's fair. And I know it's based, but the wheels are too small.
Yeah.
And that's.
But that means you would like it to be like an M Sport.
Yeah, I probably would. Okay, I do. Yeah. There's something about that car that I find endearing, but I don't like it.
Why don't you like the blue Clio?
I don't like the color. I think the color's bad.
Will's actually going to go home.
I know. I knew that I'd get him. I've also never told you that. I just go, oh, Matt Racing Blue, that's cool. But
that's
I don't like
crazy.
The color.
That's actually what's the best Clio 182 color?
I like that the yellowy color,
liquid yellow.
That's good. I also like. Did they do a white one?
No,
that would have been cool.
Petrol is the rare blue. One. Petrol
There's
blue
on sale right now.
£6,500.
Which color is that?
It's petrol blue.
Okay.
It's
sort of a blue, and which color is that?
It's sort of a blue,
like bluey green, like a sea green.
Yes, I like that.
Color.
Yeah,
very
I like that.
Metallic, but, almost but pearly,
very blue. Whatever it is,
very rare.
French racing blue. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're an idiot. I actually really dislike you.
Black gold is good.
You know what?
Black
gold's great. The only thing I hate about your cars
Go on.
Is yeah. the piece of meat behind the wheel.
Do you know what I hate about your cars most, yeah. Ben? Is the previous owner.
Yeah, me too. You know what, yeah.
Same.
Treated badly. That's about it. Well, do you know Honda Beat? I don't like...
Oh, here we go. Yeah,
I really like the gear shifter in that. A bit of positivity. That's a what went well. Even better if it you know, had you know, different
things
seats.
You can do better.
Ben would be a great teacher.
Yeah.
Look, he's done really well on this, but it's not so good over here.
I hate the colour of his Clio.
You know what?
But the gear shifter on that Beat, real good.
The Honda Beat could apply itself more.
It could, yeah.
The Honda Beat chats too much in the class.
Those are my opinions on your cars. But I also,
what was the Beat?
I also like the seats, I don't like them.
You
know,
I
think it's cool, but I don't like them.
Fair.
And that's my opinions today on cars. Next week, maybe I'll come back every week with something I hate about your cars.
I think with a guest, this could go really bad. This could go poorly.
This could be
with a guest.
Yeah,
yeah. No, we get a guest on, and then we abuse them. Mm. Well, it's not abuse. It's just getting it out there.
It's constructive criticism.
We can appreciate your car. We don't have to like it.
Yeah. Also, your Clio, it looks great, but that color isn't what I would have. I don't really like it.
You don't have to keep speaking.
Okay. But luckily, I'll never see it again. She never drive it, so it's all good.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Right, on to the next. What we got next?
Right, well, you know, I think we'll do that again.
Yeah, we will. We'll bring that back.
Maybe with a guest, that would be great. Nuno, maybe, with his Murcielago.
I hate that I'm not driving it right now.
Oh, I hate that you have that, and I don't.
No, I hate the colour of it, mate.
I've got an Instagram link from you here, Edwin.
Yes, have you seen this link? I sent it through our chat.
I briefly saw it earlier.
It is a Veyron. I haven't looked into it. I was meant to look into it before the podcast. It's just a Veyron doing a donut in the street and then just driving off. But
it's in the street, was it?
It's in a street.
Okay, fair.
What's going on? Why? That's the sort of thing I'm expecting to see a Mark III Focus RS doing at a car meet. Just going a quick donut or like an S14.
Yeah.
Quick donut and leave. It's a Veyron.
Yeah.
What's a Veyron doing? It feels early 2000s YouTube.
Yeah, it does.
It should have
like 3 million views. And it's 8 seconds long.
144p at most.
Yeah.
And it's the Carrera GT drifting through Dubai with an M5 chasing it. Like that's. I just saw it. I was like, this doesn't belong in 2025.
Yeah.
This is an old video.
It's that old stuff. On that similar subject, did you see the video of the guy in the E46 trying to drift a roundabout in the
most wanted?
It's like a most wanted replica. Deliveried standard E46, yeah, like a nasty wing. I think it was a nasty wing.
Yep.
Tried to skid a roundabout.
Flipped it.
Failed. Went up the roundabout. Flipped.
The slowest flip, yeah, of all time.
It was quite a gracious flip, if yeah, I'm honest.
The worst thing is you can hear the engine. It's going, yeah. It's not great. Yeah, you know, that's... It's tough. That's English car culture now.
I think that might have been the caption on it. It was like UK car culture is cooked. I was like, you know what?
It kind of.
It's hard to defend it. On the one hand, I mean, I don't know why I'm thinking of these guys, but there's Ratdog.
Oh yeah, there's yeah.
You know, there's Ratdog. You know, doing making, just doing really amazing builds. On YouTube,
actually building an E46 M3 GTR.
Actually building that.
And should you subscribe to them?
You should.
I'd give it a whiz.
You should just. Yeah.
I reckon roughly 10,000 of you.
Yeah, just if you can sort it out in the comments between you, who goes, who doesn't.
If there's more, that's fine.
Maybe all of you.
Perhaps all of you. I think there should be enough of you.
Should be.
Do you know what, it's actually really nice for us to do that out of the kindness of our hearts.
Yeah, no, nothing to gain. Life. Nothing yeah. to gain.
We support our friends.
Yeah.
But not Ben.
Or your.
His opinions are wrong.
That's just so correct.
You're not coming to the Mercy Largo shoot.
That's not true. You say it isn't true.
You say it ain't so.
You take that back.
Moving on. Next on our list, we've got chauffeur debate. I believe we spoke about this earlier.
It was just a small... We were in the car. We went to lunch. And, well, as the story will unfold, I called Shotgun. Because Ben loves to try and get in first on a shotgun. Ben is the
sniper.
We're still in the shop. We haven't even left. And he goes, shotgun.
Now, in the comments, can we get, what are your rules for a shotgun? What we generally go for, everyone needs to be able to see the car.
There's one rule, and I hate this. Okay, you know it's the rule where you have to see the car.
Yeah.
Okay, but Edwin does this thing where he purposely looks away from the car. So he'll walk backwards, and then he'll go, I can't see it. And I'll go,
I don't do that as much. Will does that.
One of you does it.
One of us.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, that's not fair. That is not fair at all, because you have the opportunity to look at it. You can see it, but you don't. Because what? Then that case, every time you say it, I'll just shut my eyes.
But you're...
la, 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 la. Acting like a child.
But you're saying that you...
So, the reason was, I called Shotgun. Ben was very disappointed at lunch.
Yeah, I was.
I got in the passenger seat, and I said, isn't it funny, though, that the prime position in a car... is the back seat, because people get chauffeured around. Is that not the best place to be?
I don't know why it's just funny to me. all I can picture is a taxi pulling up.
I've done it.
It's a taxi pulling up, picking up, and you just get in next to it.
I've done that. Now, I'm not joking. When I was younger, I remember doing that, and then he went, please don't. No, please go and get the back. But a taxi, you go and get in the back.
Yeah.
A VIP being chauffeured, they get in the back. But realistically, the passenger seat is the best place to be. That's why shotgun is a thing.
I think it depends on the car, though.
I think it depends on the person.
I think shotgun is only really like relevant if you are... Let's say you're getting a three-door car where you've got to fold the seat forward and get in the back.
Fair.
But
that's true.
You want to be in the front.
But we're getting in your Range Rover.
That's what
and
I mean.
Yet I'm still...
To me, the back seat's just as good.
Nah, see, not for me. I don't know.
Okay.
Do you know what is? I think you feel left out. If you're in the back, like I felt earlier on,
you hear laughing out front, and you're going,
"Guys, what's going? Guys, what are you talking about?
Guys, don't forget me."
Meanwhile, upwards of 30 centimeters away. But also, it's the company, because, like, right, if I get an Uber, and I'm sure any Uber drivers listening, you're lovely people, but I'm quite introverted. I don't want to talk, so I just get in the back.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. You know?
So I don't. Yeah. But like, if like my girlfriend was driving me somewhere, I wouldn't want to get in the back and not be able to talk.
Ooh, have you seen that though? Ben's passenger princess.
His legs are swinging in the passenger seat.
Her hand is on his leg. He's on his knee.
Ben's shifting gears for her. But have you seen that? I see it out in public sometimes where there'll be a drop, and this isn't a taxi. This is just regular, like run-of-the-mill human beings going about their business.
Someone's in the back.
2007 Avensis.
Yeah.
And there is just, there'll be two people in the back and one driving. Have you dropped someone off? Then no one wanted to get in the front?
Also, how bad does that make you feel if people are like, we'll just get in the back? Don't worry.
Is there footwell like Ben's car where you just can't see the carpet?
Yeah, no, I just thought, is the king's calling Shotgun? Like, yo, Shotgun, I'm sitting in the front.
Yeah.
Bodyguards, go get the back.
I was going to say the Pope.
Not the Pope. Pope's not calling Shotgun.
No, there will be a Pope.
Maybe, by now.
Now, returning to something that we spoke about last week. Our Europa conundrum.
Yeah.
Now, we made it very clear.
Look, there were two examples. What did I put? I put the Europa and something else. What was the other thing? I put two things.
Game requests.
And the game requests. Look, most of you are very good at it. But some of you again, school. This is coming like a parent-teacher conference. Some of you don't listen in class because A, we said someone requested Race Driver Grid. They're the first people to request it. They are the only people that will get to request it. We do not take requests. How many comments did I see? Oh, can we have this next? No, that's not what we said. And secondly, and that's fine. The first one, I'll let that slide. However, the second one, we very clearly said it was a second generation Lotus Europa. The year.
Type 121 or something like that?
2007 one. A very rare car. Not many people know about it. Mm. But we said it was the new one. Loads of people, idiots. It shares it with an E-Type. It shares it with an Alfa Romeo Giulia.
Does it? 40 years later, does it?
We're not talking about the old Europa. Please use these little ears if you may.
We could have found that information.
That also, I knew that. So I didn't need that.
This is information we can find.
Sorry to be mean,
just a sit rep for all you creamers out there. Also, actually, we were talking about cream. We're now using the term creamers more.
Yeah, we're creamers.
We were against creamers and creaming and being a creamer.
It's of course. Really, really caught on.
Since the whole edging and AIDS debacle, it's really caught on.
Yes. But I think a sticker might be in order at some point.
We might, look, for the very select few who are willing to rock, I am a creamer.
Proud
might
creamer.
Edwin will make me a creamer.
Someone
comment on that. Actually,
team creamers, anything like that. We may come up with a sticker.
Do you know what? Do you know what? I just realised that makes us the three of us. We're the cream team.
That's nice.
We're the cream leaders.
Cream leader too.
And let's get off cream and get on to sequential up down, which is what I've written.
Okay. Oh, that was our debate from earlier on, wasn't it?
Ben and I had a little conversation.
Went on a little excursion.
We went on a jolly.
We did actually.
On a jolly to BP to get some drinks for this podcast.
Also, lots of people sometimes ask why when we drink Holy, do we sometimes have a Fanta Limon on the side? It's because we will sometimes go to the BP before the for the podcast, and we don't have water here. So if we forget to buy water at the BP, hence the blocked toilet. We get a refreshing sip.
Our tap is questionable.
That BP, coldest fridge.
BP, oh my God. What a great place.
What a place to go for cold drinks.
Different level.
So we went out on our own little, just 20 minutes just for me and Will time.
Mm.
Yeah, me and Ben, it was like me taking my son out. but I let my son drive.
Oh, okay.
And I'm in my old X5, his X5, and I looked at his gearbox and I said, Do you ever just bang it in manual sometimes and roll through those gears? I did actually ask that.
Yeah.
And you said yes, but then you came out with something. You came out with something that baffled me.
I hate it and I can't get my head around it. Why? It's not in every car, but it's apparently, according to Will, in most cars. When you're in when you push that guy to the left, he's in sport.
Yeah.
Revs come up, he's ready to move, right? Why is it when I push up on the gear stick, it goes down and then back towards me as in
no
down.
That's how it should be.
That's wrong.
Correct.
Why would I be
a sequential gearbox?
Yeah. But I've never driven I'm not a rally driver. I want to go up.
But that's what I want to feel like.
But let me ask you this. Perhaps you ask them this. When you go from first to second, which way do you go?
Okay. When you go from second to third, where do you go?
Right.
What about when you go from third to fourth?
Yeah, gotcha.
All right. Perhaps you have a fifth gear.
Oh, but what about sixth, huh?
Okay, I'm an Aston Martin AMR Pro, and I've got a seventh gear.
Oh, okay.
I'm now in a...
Is it the Supra that had
I'm in a dogleg gearbox.
So then you would be going into second by going up. Idiot.
Well,
realistically,
it's a race car.
First to second is it is towards you. You're coming up. You're going up.
The reason I do is because my drive from the motorway to my house is a lot of it is weirdly hilly. And I hate in an automatic when you go down a hill and it senses a little bit of grain. It goes, whoa, boys, down into 4,000 RPM. I'm now like, because it doesn't do anything apart from just rev the engine for no reason. You don't really slow down.
I think your car's broken.
That's what happens.
I don't really know that I've never felt that before.
Really? It like downshifts and it's like when you go in to do engine braking.
Keeps getting faster.
No, it's like there's resistance, but it just downshifts and it's just now revving. It really annoys me.
So put it in six. I give it a quick little 20 down the hill.
I give it a quick little like.
Ooh,
off to the left.
A heel and toe with the auto.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. And then I bring it up a gear, so it's just like, it's still going. I have brakes as well. I can still stop, but it's not revving to hell, right? But whenever I do that, I try and do it quickly, and I always forget which is up and down. And before, I have tried to put my car, I'm going quite slowly, it goes, all right, I'm putting you in second. And then I try and hit it down one more time.
Ooh.
I'm going like 30 miles an hour almost in first. And the car, luckily, has a system where it won't let you do that. But If not, there could be some broken gearboxes.
But still, I still think, well, again, let us know what you're feeling. This is mainly automatic DCT sequential type stuff. But I think the correct way is towards you up, away from you down.
The way I imagine it is think like a rally driver when they got the big sequential air. They're banging gears towards them.
But I'm not a rally driver.
Yeah, but that's
it's
just
only
how,
little old me. I'm on my commute.
It's just how it be. Yeah, man. But
then, Audis aren't like that.
Ah, getting that.
R8s. I don't know how if it's all Audis, but Gen 2 R8, they are again like their shifter's a bit naff for that. But you go up, you go away from you for upper gear.
I'll trade the X5 in for now.
First gen Panamera is, I can't remember which way it is. It's up. Up is down is on the left front and back. And up is on the right front and back. It's
San Andreas cheat.
It's the left and right up. But it's if you can click it on you can click downshift on the left side of the wheel.
Yeah.
But sorry, on the back of the wheel and the front. But it does down.
I think paddles that like the 335 we had the E92 where
with the front
the both paddles do the same thing.
Ridiculous.
So if you pull them towards you on either side, it goes up a gear.
Yeah.
If you push the button away, it goes down a gear. I get it. But you're driving with one hand.
Yeah.
Just give me paddles. That left hand goes down a gear, right hand goes up.
But why would you be driving? Why would you drive with one hand if you're in?
Because I'm going to be. Do you want that answer?
I'm eating food.
Go on then.
I'm eating food.
Yeah, I'm eating food. Look, don't try and say we're not doing it. We're all doing it.
Yeah. You not tried to like eat. Like,
are you not allowed to eat in the car?
No.
Absolutely. What?
No, you can't. Legally, you can't.
You can eat when you drive.
No.
Yes, you can.
No, I don't think you can.
Eat and drive. It's fine.
You're taking your hand off the wheel.
You can eat and drive.
How do you know? I could come to a stop. You just put a sandwich in my mouth and just yam it.
No,
down
you're holding both hands on the wheel. You just go and just suck it off inside. That's what we're meant to do.
From the passenger seat.
Yeah, while holding the wheel, he leans over.
I have my people to feed me whilst I drive.
And you hoover it up from the
passenger seat. See, that I do. I'll get my girlfriend to feed me while I drive.
Like a baby?
Yeah.
Do you put a little bib on as well? Does she go, here comes the aeroplane?
I'm fairly sure.
You're mid-skid.
Yeah, while I'm locked in. Sorry, doing 130 right now.
Is it legal to eat and drive? Well, I've just typed in, is it legal to eat and drive?
I don't think if a policeman sees you chewing...
There's a specific law against eating while driving.
There you go.
So, but is it not encouraged though?
So obviously, if you've got both hands off the wheel and you're chowing down on a Whopper, absolutely. And you're going to get pulled over. But if you're doing it considerately, you're in the 335, officer, you're up and down a gear's good.
Officer, I would argue I was eating considerately.
Hang on. I would argue I was in control with the Whopper.
But I would argue that a Whopper is quite a good thing to eat whilst you're driving because you can eat that with one hand. Now, if it was a spaghetti bolognese or perhaps some mussels.
Yeah. Officer, I just...
Nice white wine jus on the side.
An oyster. Just an oyster.
or lobsters.
What is the best food to eat while driving? So wait, you're telling me there's no law against it?
There's no law against it. That's AI on Google.
Okay. AI, just do it, mate.
But is it? There's no law. It can be considered careless driving if it causes distraction and you lose control of the vehicle and plow into a family.
Oh, that's fair.
It doesn't say that. I added that. If the police deem your eating behaviour impacts your ability to control the vehicle,
okay. So
that's without you eating in the car. That's so like if, you've been eating a burger,
yeah. yeah.
If you're fat bastard.
You look like a messy eater. Yeah. Pull over, son.
It's carbonara sauce down your shirt. Off, off.
It's like drink driving, mate. There are 3 units of carbonara in your system. Pull over.
We need to breathalyze you. That smells like bolognese. Yeah. No, you're done.
Now, but it says eating habits, so in theory, the food doesn't matter. It's the size of the food. Because I could eat a piece of pizza in the car. Not a problem. Easy to eat. If I pulled up with a giant Pizza Express extra double large.
This is Ben in court after wiping out a family of five. I would say I could eat a pizza.
I'd say a roast dinner's difficult.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want that. That's messy.
Soup?
Soup? No.
If it's in a coffee, in like a Costa cup.
But then
you'd
have to get a blanket over your shoulders and hold it and go, oh.
With two hands, which means you're taking both hands off the wheel.
Any flaky pastry. Easy to eat, but you're making a mess. And then you could go, oh, and you look down, all of a sudden, Nan's gone.
And then you look at your freshly clean car and it's covered in crumbs. And then you just go, you know what, I don't care anyway.
You say, oh, crumbs. As you plow up the curb, knocking your alignment out.
Much like it's exactly what happened to this Jag.
Yeah, he was eating a croissant.
Someone was croissanting it up.
Because you can have chewing gum.
True, fair.
You think that's just faux eating?
Obviously, I was faking it.
What about smashing a little coffee in the car?
Coffee's fine.
Yeah, but what if it's like an espresso with a little biscuit and it's on a...
one of those milkshakes that's... It's got like a cookie in it and all that. Yeah. You eat it with a spoon.
Police officers watching from the side going...
I've had a McFlurry while driving.
I wouldn't admit that. That's a two-hand activity.
No, it's not.
You drank a McFlurry in the car?
No, you can put it between your legs and use the...
That's how you drink things.
No, McFlurry's easy. Chips are easy. Anything with a dip, tough. You can't really do
that. No, dip's not allowed.
A Ginster steak slice. That's elite car food.
I mean, that's your daily, that's your nightly.
That's my dinner a lot of the time. It's quite tough. I get a Ginster steak slice and a little Mars milkshake. And I eat that in a car park and at a petrol station.
Eat the milkshake.
Yeah. With a knife and fork. Okay. What are we talking about?
I did mean to say as a quick side note, lots of you enjoyed the fact that we filmed the last podcast at 10 p.m. We were very delirious. Enjoy another for you.
Here's another one. Let us know what the best food to eat is legally. And have you ever been pulled over for eating?
Yeah,
I'd like to know that. I've never heard of that.
I thought you're not allowed if you take your hand off the wheel for anything.
That's alcohol.
That's not.
Can you eat alcohol? Is that fine?
No, yeah, like a vodka penne.
Yeah, or like those like alcohol chocolates.
Just kidding. No, I think they do give you some level of like alcohol thing.
Yeah,
because they are actually just spirits. And
we got here off of. Talking about sequential up and down.
That's great. That's crazy.
I don't
that
know
is
how.
The most sane TDC segue.
Yeah. I have one final thing to add on that, actually. The only type of paddles I've ever found that stray from the path of left down, right up, is the McLaren ones that are on a rocker. So you can use that. So if you push it away
is it
from
top
you,
and down?
Oh. If you push it away from you, it does the opposite.
What?
So if you pull them, so the left one, pull it towards you, goes down a gear.
Yeah.
Right one, pull it towards you, it goes up a gear. But if you push them away, it does the opposite.
So that's that's a good mix then.
So
that's
it does both. Perfect.
Now, I have a question for you on the topic of paddles, and it's one I've actually wanted for a long time. Do you prefer a paddle to be on the wheel or on the stalk? So the paddles stay when you turn, or they...
I'm going to say I like it on the column.
So it doesn't move with the wheel?
Because then you always know where it is.
Yeah.
But GTR has that, like old Ferrari, I don't know if new Ferraris have
Lamborghinis
that,
have that, yeah. I believe.
Yeah. I think it looks cool.
Yeah, same.
Because you've got these... Those things just there.
You know, yeah, I agree. I'm the same.
Yeah.
He should stay still because then I always know if I need to shift.
That's where
perhaps during a moment of sustained grip loss.
Perhaps you are hitting a gatto mid drift and you need to change gear.
It was more the drift part, but yeah, you know where the shifter is because otherwise you will don't.
Right, so we've been through our list of random stuff, talked about spaghetti and whatever else we have been talking about. Now, for a little bit of want of the week.
Ooh, okay.
We've been wanting.
Sir,
and
kick us off.
A week. Now, F430 was something I saw. Mm-hmm. I'm just wanting one.
Sure, of course.
But I want an RS6.
Okay. Of second V10 gen?
V10 would be nice.
Oh, you want the V8 twin turbo?
I think a C7 RS6. Is an imposing, angry-looking beast.
He's cool.
Partly because I've been watching that Mobland series.
Talk to me about your spec.
I know what.
Because your RS6 spec and Ben's RS6 spec, polar opposites.
I'd be quite happy going down, not full Birmingham route. I don't want splitters and Maxton stuff.
Yeah.
But I would have a Nardo Grey one. I want a period correct RS6.
Black Nardo wheels.
Grey. I know everyone in the comments is going, ugh. Sorry, you don't want metallic blue Pingles with silver wheels and no tints and debadged with a diesel sticker. Shit, it's an RS6! Yeah.
See, I actually kind of agree with you. There is on the previous gen, on the V10 gen, there's a colour called Monterey Green, which that, I like it, it looks smart. But that next gen, he angry. Should look angry.
Angry.
He loses something in not looking angry. I get it. Yeah. I get it. The RS6s and S6s were built on being subtle and
understated,
speed.
Yeah.
But that generation's not.
I think you can like both.
Yeah.
I can appreciate a guy, an old boy, who had it new or whatever, and he's just wanting to cut around London or do whatever or put the dogs in it, and it's blue, and it's got no tints, and he wants it to be normal. But I want angry boy.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about splitters and carbon everywhere.
Are the wheels black?
A little bit lower. I could have black wheels.
Okay.
I could have silver wheels.
Sure.
We'll see how I feel. Okay. I don't have one, so we'll see how it goes.
And it's tints?
I'd probably have tints.
Tints, yeah.
I want bad boy. I want it to be. I want to look at it and go, that's bad boy. I want people moving out of the way when they see it.
Yeah. He's not insured. I better move.
The thing I care about the most on an RS6 would be its stance.
Yeah.
It would have to be sat perfectly.
They do sit.
Wheel spit. Oh,
because that's the thing that I've that's what I'd really like to see on an RS6. All of the ones that are London spec, that are green over tan or silver over blue Beebles, are always unmodified. And they're like, why would I want to mess with Audi's perfection
unmolested
engineer? Shut up. Put some spaces on it, lower it.
Little tube and a remap. We're doing 700 horsepower, putting a draggy box on.
But that's what I want to see. I want to see a nice spec'd car, but with loads in space. That is what I want.
Yeah.
So I don't want it. I would have a black one because they look angry.
I would have that. My only worry with an RS6 is I had an M5 before, so of a similar gen, and I like that because it's rear-wheel drive. It's a bit rowdy. It's a bit mad. You can do silly stuff in it, and it's still fast. An RS6 would be, you know, faster from a dig, blah, 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 safer. But is it going to do the silly thing?
Also then, if you can't do that silly thing, it just means you're going to go fast. And that's dangerous for your license.
No, it's not great. It's not ideal.
Whereas at least the M5, you can have fun at low speed.
Yeah, you can just
do silly stuff.
Yeah, you're in sixth gear, but you're doing 30.
Yeah.
Because you're doing a burnout. It's not ideal. A police, it might pull you up on it, but at least it's not speeding.
But at least you're not doing 130 through a school zone.
Yeah.
Benjamin?
I actually do have one. Before this, I couldn't remember. This is a crazy one, very left field. I saw a reel the other day of a Cadillac CT5V Blackwing, the new one.
I think those are cool.
And you know what?
CT5V?
That's what I read. I don't know anything about them. I know it's a 6-point something.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, so you've got the small guy, the 3-series guy, and then you've got the 5-series guy. So that's a 5-series, right? That's the bigger one.
I would imagine so. It's just very cool. It looks nice.
It's not a CTSV.
No, it's a CT5V Blackwing, the new one. And I saw a video about it. It's just some guy reviewing it.
That's a cool name.
Cool name, yeah. And, it's like a 6-point?
Americans with names, I will give it to them. Yeah, Italy's still on top. But every now and then, American comes out with something like that—a black wing.
Got the Stingray.
That's cool.
Italy does have cool, like quite classy, interesting names. But when we're talking mean, bad boy names,
that is the 5. He's the bigger guy. They call it a luxury car, so I think it's 5-series sort of size.
I'm not so keen on that because that looks like every generic Chinese car to me.
But when they're done. Angry.
Okay.
They can look quite cool.
Okay.
And they sound good. And I think that's just a cool thing to roll around in.
They're a 6.2 something. Supercharged? Yeah. They're what's called LT4. I don't know. I don't know enough about those engines. But cool. You know what? Cool stuff.
And my other one, I saw on the motorway this morning Corvette C5.
Five.
So that's a late 90s. That's the Gran Turismo.
The almost wedge shaped one.
That's probably a C4 then.
I don't know.
Eighties,
late 80s, early 90s looking one.
Vice City, the Corvette from Vice City.
Great question. Probably.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Keep speaking.
Here we go.
Okay, and I saw that on the motorway this morning. It was a ZR1 as well.
Okay, so then that could.
It was bright yellow.
Did it have 5-spoke wheels?
It was rolling. I don't know.
I think you're going to be thinking of a Z06 C5 because a ZR1 C4 is incredibly rare.
It was a ZR1. That was that. Yeah, it was ZR1.
Let me see. Is it so? That's a lot of money. If that is
on the motorway, and it was because I looked at it, and I thought, oh, that's a Corvette, and I was like, I'm going to catch up this guy. I want to see this thing. And
what did it look like?
I didn't really see. So I was looking at the car.
I can picture him in my head.
Yeah,
but it also was on the other side, so I didn't
Wearing jeans,
jean shorts,
blue jeans.
But it was ZR1 definitely because I looked at the back and I thought, and then I was like, yeah, I quite like that. And then that's him, and then because in the rearview mirror, that guy.
That's tough.
Is that different?
Ben, that's tough for you.
I was just showing Ben 2 different Corvettes.
I didn't think that was different. Said, wait.
Okay,
no,
hold on.
Hang on.
During my want of the week, I want you to search up a C4 ZR1 and a C5 Z06, and I want you to have a look between them.
It was 100% a ZR1.
Well, then it has to be a C4.
It said on the back.
Because there's no such thing as a C5 ZR1.
Okay,
so.
Fair enough. Right,
it could also just be in a badge, because people with American cars in England love to just badge them. Absolute bullshit.
It was probably one of those Matiz Chevys.
It was 100% that exact car.
It was
in that exact spec.
C4 ZR1.
All right.
That's a lot of money in a very rare car. So they're very late cars. They're quite cool.
But you like a C4 Vette?
No, But I saw it and I thought, no, that looks kind of meh. And then it was in my rearview mirror.
And then you thought
that
cool.
that guy looked cool. I thought I could have one of them.
For me, C5 Z06, coolish. A C6 Z06, and a ZR1, but obviously that's off the table.
Yeah,
because that's Ferrari money. But a C6 Z06 to me is still, if I'm buying American, I'm buying that and a Terminator Cobra. I have a
Terminator Cobra. Talk to me. What is that?
So, picture for me in your brain: Too Fast, Too Furious, the one that goes under the
this is a Mustang.
Yeah, Mustang.
Okay, right.
Oh, sorry. Were you thinking Corvette?
I was thinking of when you say Cobra, I was thinking of a Cobra.
Ah, no. Yeah. Terminator Cobra is SN95.
Oh, that's a cool ass name.
It's just the coolest name.
Terminator Cobra.
Yeah.
Sorry, are we in the military? Are we about to put a precision airstrike down on the enemy?
There is a video, some homework for you guys. Ever Ken Bell, don't know how you say it, supercharger, I think it's a 2.8 litre on a Terminator Cobra. It's a black car coming back and forward like desert looking thing.
Yeah.
Crazy. And then the other one is Terminator Cobra Ricer Flyby. It's a classic video. There's like four Terminator Cobras all lined up side by side getting ready for a roll race on the American highway, as you do, and is legal in America, of course. brackets is not. And a Civic flies past on the hard shoulder, and all four Mustangs accelerate the exact same time to chase it. So you hear four supercharger whines. Oh, it's good.
Yeah.
That's big.
I do. This has reminded me of the other one that I started watching, that Grand Tour thing.
Oh, okay.
It's okay, actually. It's just, but part of it, a big part of it is their US one when
the Jags?
Hammond is in the Demon.
Okay, yeah.
And there's The Exorcist. Okay, I love that.
Yeah.
I think it sort of happened here, but it's mainly a US thing where they go, hell, I'm going to come out with a better name.
Yeah.
They got the Cobra and the Vipers, that's a thing.
The which one?
Was it the Cobra? The Viper's meant to be not like a competitor, but it's like a follow-on from, so they call it a Viper because snakes and what such. And was it the
Mangusta? Mangusta, yeah.
But
which
Mangusta
is a
Italian car.
Yes, so a mongoose. It's a mongoose is what that means.
Yeah.
And then in Kill Bill, a mongoose is what kills snakes. So he drives a Mangusta.
But still, there's that Dodge having a Demon, and then Hennessy coming out going, you know what?
This is the Exorcist.
We're going to call this The Exorcist. That's sick. Give it 1,000 horsepower. It's just cool. It's probably a dreadful car, dreadful car, but they get the theatre side of things
absolutely
just right. But that's, I would love to have a Hellcat here, specifically like one of the wide body ones,
a
wide body
for
Hellcat.
No reason,
absolutely no. I've driven a Hellcat before, but non wide body one in purple,
plum crazy,
unbelievable.
Yeah.
Also, it feels huge in these roads, but a wide body Hellcat, I would. I think that's one of the angriest looking cars.
I'm in prison. Up in prison because I'm going. I'm just doing burnouts at junctions.
I'm gonna wear a denim gilet type thing with a short sleeve white shirt underneath, and I might take up smoking. But I would love to have one of those.
Yeah, there's something we will do. We're doing a little American trip, but we will do a big American trip. Yeah.
There's a really good I actually can't remember the song he talks about, but in that same Grand Tour episode, Clarkson says American cars. He's like, everyone goes, oh, they're rubbish.
Yeah,
you don't like those. He compared it to a song. I can't remember what the song was, but it's like, if someone asked you, do you like that song? You go, no. Everyone, if someone played it in a car with a load of people, you go, it was rubbish. Turn this over. But if you're in the car on your own,
you're jamming.
You're singing along.
Yeah, you absolutely are.
American cars. If someone says to me, I've got this, I like this, I go, what do you want one of them for? You want to buy an M5 or an M3?
Yeah.
But then I'm seeing American cars.
I think
I'm hearing it.
I think also the other thing is American cars are a dime a dozen. Oh, sorry, they're not a dime a dozen. There is one in every 100,000 that they make that's cool. Americans, you have a sea of shit on your roads. It is horrible. Whereas I think our base car in Europe is better. I'm not talking about, you know, a 106.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking just everyday cars. But Americans are better at going, here's something special. Here's something dumb.
Here's something to take your pants off for a while.
Yeah.
Ben, you were going to say something?
I was going to say, when we go to America, I feel like we've got to rent something like a Hellcat. It's been cool.
Yep.
Something ridiculous.
Don't worry, Ben, that's already been looked into.
Yep.
Okay, when I went to the US last year, I rented I think, I can't remember if I told this before.
You did, yeah.
Briefly, I wanted to rent a Challenger. You usually get an all-wheel drive V6 one, and they gave me a V8. It was rental Challenger, or whatever, but it had the wider arches anyway. and the headlight intakes, cool.
Yeah.
What other car, like, that's an aftermarket thing.
Yeah, that's dumb.
To have intakes in the headlights is cool. And even though it had, that was a, it's the Hemi, was it a 5.7?
Yeah, but yeah, that's the early ones are 5.7.
Old school as heck. Yeah. And but it sounded great. And in the US, it just makes, here it makes no sense.
No, dumb.
But I want to try a proper, a Demon would be great.
A Demon would be very cool.
A proper Hellcat here.
Tell someone, some when we're in America, someone lace me up with a Terminator Cobra.
Hit me up.
Make it up. Make it Mr. Chrome as well. So, okay, Ben, so that's your one of the week.
Yeah. Sorry. What was it? I forgot.
It was a CT5V Blackwing, the new one. It's just
and
cool.
And a Corvette.
And then see, a Corvette. Well, I didn't necessarily want that as much. No, I just kind of wanted it.
That's not Ben.
Mine's, I wasn't expecting that. Mine's actually quite similar in vein to both of yours.
Okay.
So yours are V8.
Yeah.
Well, RS6, yours V8. And mine's a Mark 1 Clio.
Ooh, very similar.
I have a complete weird one. I don't know if I'm allowed to say it, but there's a Mark 1 Clio has been around the unit.
Cool one.
Not for us.
No.
That's a cool one. And then also, when we were at Food and Fuel, the meet the other day, there was a F4R swapped, which is the engine from Will and Ben's Clio 182s, swapped into a first generation Renault Clio. And that is actually, I actually believe now, after looking around it, that's one of my ultimate builds. I think that would be a forever car I'd buy, and I'd buy, build, and never sell. I just love how they look. There's something. We were talking about it in the car park. I'm not a 205 GTI man. I'm a Clio Williams man.
I should like the Williams because my name.
True.
Yeah, it's got my
name. It's Williams.
It's Williams. But I'd like it. But there's something, I don't know. There's something about the 205. It's got a slightly better stance to me.
See, that to
like
me,
the arches are better. Oh, Clio,
yeah, but
this, I don't know, the way it sits, 205 standard, that is,
I do agree, it's, yeah, but a Mark 1 Clio, I just love the idea of one, and having one that makes like circa 200 horsepower,
yeah,
which, all you'd ever need and more, sat on some really nice Williams style wheels.
Yeah. I think that's the only thing, we were talking about this the other day, to do with the 205, is that people rave about it, but it's an old car now.
Yeah.
Again, you know, people, if you've tuned it or it's got a different engine, it's better, but cars can get quite dated, and I've heard lots of people that have driven an E30 M3
and
been incredibly disappointed.
Yeah.
Because, even though, like, because it gets hyped up as this, like, that is Genesis.
The best
that
one.
That is the M3. And then someone drives a standard M3 and they go, it's kind of a 3 Series with a 4 banger in it.
We actually drove Taylor's 205 GTI. Yeah. That's got more, that's better than a normal 205 GTI.
Yeah.
I wasn't that impressed.
Yeah.
It was cool because I like an old car. Mm. It was old car cool. That's we talked about that before. Old car cool is a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's 40 years old, I don't care if it's a Drabant. It gets points back. But to drive, I was like, I was kind of hoping for more. It'd been built up to be more.
Yeah.
It's not touching a 182, a standard, which I get, again. There's going to be people being like, of course, it's a 40-year old.
You haven't felt the turn in.
Yeah, I'm aware, but time has moved on.
Yeah.
So I'm expecting more from a car that everyone's like, oh my God, I love it so much.
Again, if there's something any of you listening or watching have driven and you've been disappointed by, I think it happens quite a lot. It's almost a case of never meet your heroes.
But
be a case, it is a, if this happens with the Murcielago,
I'm
absolutely not going to be disappointed. But if I am,
I will not be back.
We end the podcast.
We end.
That will be final podcast.
We end.
But it won't. It won't be.
It won't be.
It won't be. And I don't think it ever.
I won't let it.
Some cars stay special forever.
Yeah, the Tuscan, the TVR Tuscan that we drove, I was petrified that I was going to hate it, and it was one of the best driving. I still might be one of my the favorite car I've ever driven in my life. It was. Wow. It was so special.
Mm.
It was like. It's such a Top Gear episode, where he drives the 159 and May's not allowed to use the word soul I don't want to use the word special because it's so played out.
Yeah.
It's so cliche.
But it is
But this is exactly what it felt. Yeah. I felt like I was the only human in a car on the road in that moment. I was like, this is amazing. So yeah, it's weird. So Clio, Mark 1 Clio, doesn't have to be a Williams, should look like one, but or a Renault 5 modified to some degree. That's what I want this week.
I'm not a big fan of 5s.
I love them.
I like the Turbo 2 or whatever. I can't remember
the wide body.
What they call that, but the wide body rear engine, mid engine one.
I prefer a normal or a GT. It needs to be a GT Turbo, yeah. So it looks.
I don't know. Is there something? They're cool. And again, I think that's another one that you would drive and feel ultra disappointed in.
Yeah, it needs an engine swap for me.
It would have to be tuned up to get the theatre back.
Yeah.
Unless you're very old.
And then you they don't make them like they used to.
I think they do.
They make them better than they used to. Right, we're getting a bit long in the tooth on this podcast, but let us do a forum, because we always like to throw it back to you guys. Ask a question. We'll save the Cowspiracy for next week. And if this is your first TDC podcast, apologies. But the forum is something we do where we let you guys ask a question to us who are automotively afflicted
nerds.
Right, today's forum question is from a man called Trevor on YouTube. And he says, would you still work on your cars if you were very, very rich?
Damn.
Fantastic question.
Trevor's in here. Trevor's in GTA right now, just driving around. Yes.
I'm going to say no.
Absolutely, I would.
But
more.
I would less, much less.
No, I'm the other way
around. I'm a tinkerer. Because I think a lot of the stuff I do on cars is because I'm saving money.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, when I'm fixing the Clio, doing the engine on that, even though I enjoy it, here's the scenario. It's not Catch-22, it's something else. I don't know what it is. I think I would still do that stuff, but if you've got lots of money, you can have other cars that fill the void for the time being. So you can tinker on something like the Clio engine, for example. I wanted to get that done to get the car on the road ASAP so I can drive it ASAP. Brackets, it didn't work out. I'm still trying to fix it. But do you see what I mean?
Yes, no, where, I agree with that.
But there wasn't another car there that I could go, oh, do you know what? I can work on this for 6 months, a year, 2 years. I have this thing in my head where I need to get that fixed now. I want to drive it now.
Yeah.
But if that's your only car or your second car or whatever, it can get frustrating because all of a sudden something breaks. I can't use it for another 2 weeks. I can't use it for another month.
Yeah.
It's now going to cost this much. I think I'd still do that stuff, but I would do it over a much longer time.
That I agree with. That's what, because I would, my builds would become bigger. Yeah. It wouldn't be, I just want to put an M50, a 2.8 in an E36.
Yeah.
It would be, right, I want to build a one-to-one replica of a BTCC E36.
But would you pay people to do other stuff?
I would pay, absolutely, I would. Yeah. There are things that, again, same thing, I'm limited by budget. If I had unlimited budget, I would. I mean, we see it with TDC a bit. The early days of TDC, our budget was tight.
Yeah,
we were literally scrimping for every part. We were returning parts that if they didn't fit, we were returning them same day so that we could afford to buy the other part.
Buy the next one, yeah.
Whereas now there will be things that for the video to go more easily, and thankfully from you guys buying the raffle tickets and stuff, we've now got a little bit of change that we can, if something goes wrong, we can go, right, we can buy that part
and do it properly
and do it properly, and it doesn't mean we're scrambling and trying to rebuild parts. So there's always going to be that, but I think my builds would get bigger. I would have cars. I'd just, like my 8 series, I wouldn't buy a project one. I'd buy a nice one and have the car that I wish I could enjoy, just to enjoy it, and then build something on the side of cars that I would like to build, if that makes sense. Whereas I buy all of the cheapest, shittest cars of that model because that's all I can afford, and then I convince myself, but I could fix it myself for cheap. You can't. You spend money. You spend just as much money.
It's also one of the most like gut wrenching things when you spend a load of time on something and it's wrong or not how you pictured it. And there's been a lot. I have done plenty of paying people to do work on a car, and then also working on a car myself. And sometimes when you get the right person to do something and they do it right, and you might have had to pay slightly, more than an average garage or whatever, but they do the job right.
Yeah.
The car works.
And it's great.
As you imagined in your head, and it's just perfect.
Yeah.
That's how you want it. And sometimes that might be stuff that's like having a car mapped, for example, or whatever else. There are certain things like that. But I think I would still work on a car. I would do more tinkering little bits here and there because you're less bothered by it because you're very, very rich. I think I would, but I would definitely be paying people to do the sort of bigger stuff.
So also,
I can get to driving it.
If I was, like, using our situation, if I was incredibly rich, I would still be doing TDC, but I wouldn't be caring about the every Monday upload.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, screw it. This is not, this doesn't pay my bills now. This doesn't, I don't need this to eat. So just do it however I want. And I would spend as long as I wanted on every video to build the car that I wanted and not, ooh, oops, that's got to go out in a day.
Yeah.
Which almost makes it sound ungrateful. That's not it at all.
No.
But with YouTube, there is a lot of time pressure and you have to, and if you don't abide by those time pressures, things don't go well for you on YouTube.
Yeah. Like even the McGann that we've just done, we crammed that, we did that in 3 days.
Yeah.
Basically, the car went from being on the lift in bits, and that's not even that bad, but it needed a fair amount of, like, the car came apart. a fair amount.
And also, we're not mechanics.
Yeah, we're not. We're idiots. We've never done a McGann before. We've never done. We're not experienced in this stuff. So, and again, if you were doing that over 6 months, chipping away at it. But then you, for me, if it was like, if you had two cars, even if you had one car, however your setup is, you've got that fun car that you're working on it. I need it to be happening soon, or I'm going to lose interest.
Yeah,
I want to drive that thing.
Yeah,
if in 6 months it's dead in bits, I'm going to be annoyed. But then if you've got five other cars,
do what you want.
Do you know what I would do if I was very rich? I would subscribe to Ratdonk.
I'd do that as well, because it actually, you know what the best part is? It actually doesn't cost anything.
It costs you nothing.
So even if you weren't exceedingly rich, you could do that.
Yeah, and we're coming to the end of the podcast, so there's not much more to listen to. So you could leave right now.
You could go somewhere.
And then go and subscribe to Ratdonk.
Yeah.
Perhaps, you know, we're thinking 10,000 of you.
Mm.
Circa.
Plus, minus.
You know, we just, no reason.
But also, Trev, great question. Thank you very much for sending that in. As always, put your questions in either the Spotify comments, because you can comment on Spotify, or on the YouTube video yourself if you're watching the video. Let us know your conspiracies. There will be one next week.
Yeah, we got one next week.
Thank you very much for listening to the Cars Rule Everything Around Me podcast. Cream get the money.
Subscribe to Ratdonk.
That was the end of this. That's the lyric. I like that lyric. Yeah.